The Writer's Advantage.
Hi, I'm Rona Jiminy, and you're listening to The Writer's Advantage. Darling, you won't believe what you have in store in this program. Whether you're looking to learn just where to put that comma, write a whole manuscript in a day, or get your final work published and on the bestseller lists, get ready for the ride of your life. If you want to take your writing game to a whole new level, you're going to be thrilled with the information that you're about to receive from some of the top speakers and authors, some of the most successful people in this field. What a privilege it is for me to introduce to you works by Dr. Tony Alessandra, Laura Stack, Diana Boer, Mandy Stanley, Brian Heathman, Liv Montgomery, and a whole host of others. Darling, I'm loving it. Now get ready for the Writer's Advantage.
I'm Liv Montgomery, and this is Draft Your Book in a Day, the author's guide to writing quickly. You know, for thousands of years, long before modern man, people have been recording ideas and passing them along to others by, well, any means they could. During mankind's earliest days, there's reason to believe that people were motivated by a sense of responsibility to the world and to the generations yet to come, to make a record of what they knew and share it, to entertain, to admonish, to expostulate, to guide, to leave a mark, to tell the world, I am here, and this is what I know. Probably the oldest method for passing along information is the oral tradition. Telling stories around an evening fire, recounting events of the day, a great hunt, a conquest, the healing properties of a plant, a new arrival in a neighboring village, an observation about the nature of the world, or perhaps even how to tell a story. Over time, and with the world's human population so sparse in the beginning, these oral traditions needed to be marked down so that others might see their meaning without the storyteller needing to be present to recount the tale in person. Drawing pictures in the sand with a stick was an early form of doing just that, depicting the lay of the land or the location of a certain type of big game. If you've ever gone camping, you might have found yourself using this very same method to convey ideas, drawing pictures in the dirt with a twig or a stick. Using graphics or visual representations of crucial pieces of information would have been especially useful for people trying to communicate with other tribes who spoke a different dialect or language. One picture, as they say, is worth a thousand words. From paintings in the sand, it would only be natural to use charcoal or stains to paint on the rocks, outcroppings, and caves of earliest man's surroundings. Today we call these paintings petroglyphs, and while they're a little more than ancient graffiti to us, the mark they made when they were fresh might have meant the difference between life and death, bringing fire or food or water to their earliest readers. And their enduring status as harbingers of meaning asserts that those early ancestors of ours left their indelible mark etched in stone for the eons. Have you ever seen such a thing, a petroglyph? To touch these ancient writings is to shake hands with the ghost of a younger world, when concepts like the Great Pyramids and the wheel were unbeheld even to the most visionary mind. The problem with cave painting, though, is that it's just not very portable. You can't just slip a whole rock wall into your pocket. Fold down the corner where you left off, or pass it along to a neighbor for a good read, just doesn't work. This meant that handier forms of writing were born of necessity. Methods like marking symbols on hides, etching hieroglyphics into clay tablets, or using special inks on papyrus scrolls eventually replaced the good old-fashioned